Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for tuning in to the Saturday night. Yes, thank you for tuning in to the Saturday Night Live edition of Free Talk Live.
Because it's live and it's Saturday.
Yeah, it's not that we're on Saturday Night Live. So, you know, based on my very William Shatner-like experience with speaking into a microphone, it is the Saturday Night Live edition of Free Talk Live, not to be confused with
he
the Saturday
to speak
Night Live.
Into the microphone and he Shatnered all over it.
He sure did. Anyway, the telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. We've got several calls on hold already. We'll get to those momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And nobody.
I want to take a quick minute to say thank you to Steve Reddle. Steve is a gold-level contributor as an amplifier. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, you can find out all about the amplifier program over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Amps allows you to contribute a sum of money. In this case, I believe it is $10. At a gold level, to help get this radio program onto more radio stations, onto more streaming platforms, and generally help spread the word, the mission of freedom, peace, and prosperity to all of mankind.
Makes us louder and prouder.
So if you enjoy the program, we had a couple callers that were like, I've never heard your program before, and that's fine. We appreciate you and people who've been listening for a long time. If you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the content, the stories, the topics, and the method with which we bring you this program, please consider contributing and becoming an amplifier. You do get some special perks. There's some, you know, things you get when you contribute, but that shouldn't be the reason you contribute. You should contribute because you want to help us spread the message of freedom. To more
I
people.
Like me some perks.
The wrong kind of perks, nobody. Thank you again, Steve Reddle, for your contribution. We do appreciate you. Amps.freetalklive.com. We've got more to talk about tonight, but we also have calls to get to, so let's go to Jerome in South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. How are you this evening?
I'm good, Jerome. How are you?
Sitting on top of the world for a little while, and sitting on top of the world for a little while. That's one of my favorite songs.
Jerome, did you hit the bong before you called us tonight?
Excuse me?
Just curious. You don't have to tell us. You were just singing, and I was like, man, he sounds baked.
Hey, maybe it's because I got some very delicious. I got a secret news. Well, I was checking my phone before I called you.
Okay.
Guess what I found out?
You found out that government is an illegitimate way to organize people and that you condemn the process of coercion that it creates upon mankind.
Do you ever stop?
No.
You sound so un-American.
You know, excuse me, Jerome, what is the most American thing a person can do? That is advocate for independence. Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Is advocating for independence not the most American thing a person can do?
Don't you sing the national anthem every day when you wake up?
No, of course not. Why would I sing the irrational anthem? Why would I further brainwash myself into an organization of coerciveness?
Hey, can I just get to my secret?
Okay, all right, go ahead. What's your secret?
George Conway and the little skank he was married to, Kellyanne, are getting D-I-V-O-R-C-E-D.
Why do you care?
Are you going to ask her out? Do you have the hots for her?
Oh, yeah, right.
I
like some bony. I like bony Maroney. No, I'm not asking her out.
Okay.
I'm nowhere near her tax bracket. They were married for 22 years.
Well, it's as easy to fall in love with a rich woman as it is to fall in love with a poor woman.
Yeah, I'm going to let her tempt me. How about that?
Although if you become a hobosexual that is dating homeless only, then you don't have to worry about it when you're done. You just drop them off wherever.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about dating homeless girls.
Hobosexual. Yep.
As someone once said, I don't think so. They're getting divorced.
Why do you care about these media douchebags who are getting divorced? Why do you care?
I don't know. I just like to see how, I just like to see how the other half lives sometimes.
Yeah, so you are addicted to the soap opera of politics, as I have stated many times.
No, it's just that I never saw how two people who are diametrically opposites could ever be married.
Dianetically? Like L. Ron Hubbard?
Diametrically.
Well, diametrically. Oh, sorry, my bad. Yeah. I misheard you.
You heard me. You're just trying to be a wise guy. I know how you are by now.
No, it's trying to be a wise ass, not a wise guy.
No, this is radio. I can't talk like that.
Sure you can.
I got to clean it up.
Heck, my name is Captain Kickass, and that's radio friendly, so there you go.
Well, I got to find a way to listen to the podcast because I like it when you talk dirty.
Well, then you should definitely check out, thanks for the call, Drew. You should definitely check out beard.freetalklive.com. And listen to Beard Talk Live because, well, we get to say all the words we can't say on the radio.
If you like us when we're down and dirtiest, that's when we're downest and we're dirtiest.
Let's move right along to unscreened caller number 2. What's your name, please? Unscreened caller? Unscreened caller number 2.
Yep, I'm here.
All right, what's your name, please?
This is Peakless Mountaineer.
Peakless Mountaineer. Wow, your name is just like the guy who's supposed to be in this empty chair next to me. What's up with that?
Yeah, we have a lot in common, me and that guy.
Oh, interesting. Tell us more.
Including the fact that we're both stranded because our car broke down and couldn't go to the show tonight.
Seems to be going around. I had the same problem myself last night. I'm pretty sure it's my starter.
Oof. No good.
Yeah, but anyway, enough about our personal lives.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you guys an update on the, you were talking about, the police murdering someone earlier. So there is this wonderful, beautiful way of stopping funding that, which is Bitcoin and the related technologies.
What? How do you do that?
Well, if you start exchanging your goods and services for cryptocurrencies, then that doesn't fund these murderers.
So because you're using a different currency to exchange products and services with your fellow man, the government can't take any of that? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. And
it's not illegal if you don't get caught.
I'm sorry, go ahead again, Peakless.
I said, more importantly, they can't print it. So the more value that we get from the dollar into things that the governments don't print, the less they can pay their soldiers to run around murdering it.
Wow, that's amazing. How come this hasn't caught on like hotcakes or in wildfires?
Well, people don't really seem to be a fan of freedom, as far as I can tell.
Boy, that sucks.
At least 80% of the population isn't anyway, if you look at what happened during COVID. But I wanted to call in with a particular detail on the subject.
All right, go ahead.
So South Dakota just passed a law to alter the Universal Commercial Code. And usually these things are kind of boring, but this one specifically excludes Bitcoin from the definition of money.
Oh, now, why should we care about that?
Well, because it's going to make it a lot more difficult for anyone following the Universal Commercial Code And especially anyone who's compliant with every state that decides to alter it, to integrate Bitcoin into their financial system.
That sounds fine to me.
And also, well, so that's the thing. All of this value and all of these systems do have to translate over into the new system.
Oh, I see. Okay. And, all right. So,
bottom line, it slows down adoption.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I obviously don't enjoy that. I think that both governments and corporations around the globe are attempting to slow down adoption of cryptocurrency. I don't think it's working.
Yeah, I think it's definitely working to slow it down. I mean, it's too late to stop, but they can keep it from getting any faster.
Yeah, maybe I'm conflating stopping with slowing down. It seems to me, though, that no matter what they try, it's not going to stop it.
Yeah, that's true.
I certainly would like to think it won't.
Give an update in the war for your value.
Hey, I don't know if you're watching online or if you received an image that I alerted you to earlier today. Do you have an opinion on the shirt that I'm wearing?
Oh, I did not get that image. That's over in my Telegram.
Oh, it is. Yep.
Unfortunately, my phone doesn't let me use internet and the phone at the same time.
All right, well then, you'll be totally jelly, and you know, maybe we'll hear from you during Beard Talk Live. Perhaps we'll see what happens.
That's the plan.
Hey, thanks for the call, Pequist. We appreciate you. Moving right along, let's go to unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
Renee.
Hey, Renee, where are you calling from?
New Iberia, Louisiana.
Louisiana. All right. You are live on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind is big corporations like Walmart and the Super One.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back then in history, you had a gas station attendant. Offshore, you have a tankerman for boats, but they didn't get rid of the tankerman, but they got rid of the gas station attendant on the land. My thing is, Walmart is like in the store business, like the California of stores,
okay,
so to speak. So when they start something, all the other stores follow.
Okay.
They started this stuff with taking care of your own groceries without the cashier.
Right, right. Those self-checkout lines.
Next thing you know, they had mostly, like they're pushing for mostly self-check. And then if you come in after 7, it's self-check only. And Super One's like contended for it.
Oh, I was not aware of that. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is that eats me up is, you know, here you got big business with investments that want to work you the hardest and longest, the most for the least.
Mm-hmm.
I work for Walmart indirectly by Advantage Staffing.
Okay.
They just want you to have 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They sell most products with other companies that have planned obsolescence, so that they're raking in some more money. And here they're going to go to, you got to check it yourself. That's like offensive for me. You know, like, what else do you want from me?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you keep making more money. Well, in all kind of ways, and you don't want to, I mean, I want, that's like disrespectful for me. I want a person for cashier. I'm wondering if somehow Dollar General, Family Dollar, and mom and pop stores are going to rake in for people to get tired of Walmart's, terrible parking.
That's a good question. Now, I disagree with you in a couple of things, and that is to say that I really enjoy the self-checkout. Why would I say that, and why do I enjoy that? Well, it's pretty easy. I am a better and faster cashier than most cashiers, and I have never been a cashier in a grocery store. But I've seen what they do. I put my groceries up on the little conveyor belt. I've watched them scan the barcodes and the prices come up and all that kind of a thing. I can generally do that faster than they can. Plus, it's my own groceries, so I get to bag them however I want. So, you know, I don't get, like, crushed chips or broken eggs and stuff like that when I bag my own my own stuff. So I actually prefer that. Plus, I like to shop outside of, like, the busy hours. So you're telling me that after 7 p.m. is a time when there's self-checkout only. That seems to me like if I ever, and I don't try to shop at Walmart. They're not my favorite store. But occasionally, because of where I live, it's the only place I'm going to be able to get something, particularly at certain hours. So occasionally I'll go in there, and now you've told me about this thing that they have where now I'm going to be more inclined to go after 7 p.m. when I do need to go to that particular place.
However, it shouldn't be like a choice. I know they could do what they want. It's America. And then what are these psychological ramifications? I mean, you're a grown man, but I mean, we've seen what COVID did with schooling from computers, you know. I mean, we have all kind of ills with kids shooting up the place because they have no social skills and violence. Here you are, you put one more. I don't know, sociologically, it's possibly comparative to pornography. You don't have the real social interaction with people.
Yeah, imagine this for just a minute, if you will, Renee. Imagine all of the kids that go to public schools, not just in the United States, but all around the globe.
Poor bastards.
Poor bastards, yes, indeed. But imagine, you know, they all have to say something like, I pledge allegiance to the blue and orange of the United States of Walmart and to the giant parking lots for which they stand. One nation, under-cashiered, indivisible, with low prices and robots for all. What effect do you think that would have on children being exposed to 12 years of that in public schooling? What type of children do you think would come out of the education system?
Possibly like North Korea.
Yeah, now imagine what's happening to the children that are actually in public schools pledging their allegiance to an agency of coercion and violence. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Renee, I like that guy. He's fun. Let's move right along. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, wonderful to talk with you. And
hey, welcome.
Did I play on the rerun yesterday? I mean,
there was a wait. You actually listened to the show? I thought you just called.
No, I was waiting for my turn, and they had my call about the czar having his church in the French Riviera.
You got to hear yourself again, huh?
Yeah, it's great. I must have been a great caller to replay me.
Well, what happened is we had a series of events happen with our hosts. Currently, two of the hosts who are normally here tonight have broken vehicles, and one of us was supposed to head up the show yesterday, and one of us called in, and so we just didn't have a show yesterday. We don't do that very often. It's not our preference to do so. Every now and again, you will hear something pre-recorded on Free Talk Live. It just so happens to also be Liberty Forum out here in New Hampshire, so all of the other folks that could have participated were otherwise engaged in Liberty activity. So instead, a choice. I don't know who made the choice, but congratulations. You got replayed, Sarah.
Well, you mean I got picked out of all the reruns? You know, I must have been a good caller then. It was interesting. You know what I mean? So, anyways, I wanted to say that, you know, after putting up the speeding cameras, the speeders that go over 25 miles per mile per hour drop by 70%.
Yeah, weird how that works, huh? Did you know that if you put cameras up in daycares and let parents just remotely view the cameras in the daycares, that there's less incidents of anything, of child abuse, of molestation, of anything related to, you know, the dangers that somebody might have in a daycare?
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah, cameras are also a pillar of what we like to call the 1984 society, where Big Brother is always watching you, and you must live your entire life under fear of cameras at all times.
Yeah, so I tried the HB 22, House Bill 22, was to put the speeding cameras on state highways in U.S., and it tucked around for the first committee, and then it got stuck, and it's pretty much like just rolled over. So we got about 13 days left. So I think it's pretty much done for until next year.
Done. Not going to happen. Okay. All right. Well,
not this year.
All right. I'm sure you'll keep us up to date, won't you, Sarah?
About the session. Well, yeah. Especially next year is going to be 1 month, 30 whole days. So there's nothing much to keep track of, and it's only going to be for budget only.
Mm.
Believe it or not. I mean, you kind of wonder why this state don't run very well.
I know why. It's because it's a horrendous fashion to organize people, and the state doesn't have anything. It doesn't actually make anything. In order to do anything, it must first take from other people stuff that doesn't belong to them, and then turn around and give it to other people in order to get their way. They do that through the use of coercion, which is the threat and, of course, delivery of violence. Thank you for the call, Sarah. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. I wanted to get to number four on this list of methods other than coercion that you can influence people's behavior. Number four is disassociation. The final tool that can be used to non-coercively influence a person's behavior is disassociation. In short, you refuse to interact with them as long as they continue in the behavior you don't like, or if they refuse to adopt a behavior you do like. One of the more common forms of disassociation is a boycott. Pressure groups eager to force a change in certain business practices simply stop buying that business's product. This is called a free market, by the way.
Yeah.
Hoping that the loss in revenue will prompt the business to change course. It's also known as voting with your dollar. Disassociation can also be far more personal, as in the case of social ostracism. Here, a person is deliberately excluded from a community or organization on account of their undesired behavior and is only welcome back if they change their ways. Ostracism is one of the most powerful nonviolent tools in our toolkit. In fact, threats of ostracism might even be more effective at changing a person's behavior than threats of violence. If the key to playing the sports you like, attending the church you like, or working the job you like is acting a certain way, you've got a pretty strong incentive to act that way, even if and when there's no government law or no government agencies coercing you into saying that you have to. As humans, we care a lot about how other people behave. It's only natural for social beings, and this is not a bad thing. We should care. But while it's not wrong to try and influence other people's behavior, how we go about it can make a big difference. Ideally, coercion wouldn't even be on the table.
Yeah. You're going to coerce me? Do it on the floor.
603-283-6160. Why would the U.S. name a warship after a massacre?
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Five people were killed from wicked storms in Kentucky yesterday. Governor Andy Beshear said the victims were four men and a woman ranging in age from 23 to 84. Former President Donald Trump delivered the keynote address Saturday at the Conservative Political Action Conference. He said the, quote, greatest battle of our lives is taking place, and that he is going to, quote, finish what we started. Self-help author Marianne Williamson is running again for president. The 70-year-old spiritual advisor, the first Democrat to run, promised to fight against the forces of hatred, injustice, and fear. Flight delays and cancellations are being blamed for winter storms across parts of the country. According to FlightAware, more than 700 flights have been canceled and more than 1,800 were delayed on Saturday due to strong winds and heavy snow. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is what it is, is what it was, and what it shall be, at least from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on you know, your local radio talk station and or the internet over at Free Talk Live, LRN.FM, or your favorite podcast catcher. You can find out more at freetalklive.com.
As opposed to a podcast pitcher?
Right, yes. The bottom, not the top. Or is it the other way around?
Oh, okay.
Or is it the other way around?
I'm pretty sure if you send the podcast out, you're the pitcher.
Okay, the pitcher, not the catcher. Well, but the app is the catcher. Right, so we're the pitcher, they're the catcher. At any rate, in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And nobody.
Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you for a big favor. As you perhaps already know, Ian Freeman, the show's founder, was recently convicted of various victimless crimes, and he's facing up to 20 years in prison. And we could argue all day as to if the jury was mistaken, but that's not going to get us anywhere now. What will be helpful is for you to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he helps the community, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. Also, saying things about yourself to give your opinion weight with government workers. If you held office, if you had a stellar career, volunteer, if you were in the service, things like that would all be something to mention. Ian is a selfless man that has always tried to do what he thinks is right. It would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time in prison. We need these letters quickly, so don't put it off. Send your letter for Ian Freeman to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get the address written down just now, that's fine. All the info you need to send the letter is written down for you over at letters.freetalklive.com. That's letters.freetalklive.com. Help keep the founder of this program free. All right. So before we went to break, I mentioned something along the lines of, I asked a question, really, of why would the United States, the military, name anything after a civilian massacre? Why would they do that? What would be the point of that, nobody?
Well, they're psychopaths, so maybe it's just to terrify people.
Yeah, I think it's to sort of put it in your face that they can. It's kind of like this doesn't really happen to people anymore, but back in the day, you used to get a physical paycheck from your employer. And if you read the other half of your check, not the part that you cashed to get your money, but the other half of it, you would see that the government has stolen from you, and they list the many ways in which they steal from you on that other portion of your paycheck. And so it's like right in front of you. It's in your face. They're not even hiding it from you. They're like, this is how much you earned, your gross pay, and then this is how much we stole from you, and then this is how much we're allowing you to keep.
It's that middle part that's really gross.
It certainly is gross. So I think that they do this to rub it in your face. That's you, all of America, all of the United States, all of the world, really. They're saying, look what we can do. You can't stop us. Ha, ha, ha. It's from AA.com, whatever that means. I've never been to this site before. The headline reads, U.S. names new warship Fallujah, site of civilian massacres in Iraq. The USS Fallujah will commemorate second battles in Fallujah, says Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro. So, they're naming a Navy warship Fallujah, site of civilian massacres. The U.S. Navy named their next generation warship after a site made famous for civilian massacres in Iraq. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro said in a speech Wednesday at Marine Barracks in Washington, D.C. That stands for District of Criminals.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to name a ship after My Lai.
Right. It'd be like, I don't know, it'd be like naming a stealth bomber 9/11. Something along those lines. So the Secretary Carlos Del Toro said in a speech that the new amphibious assault ship, I didn't realize ships could be amphibious, but sure, why not, was named the USS Fallujah to honor the first and second battles in Fallujah. The battles during the invasion of Iraq resulted in violent clashes and civilian deaths. The future USS Fallujah will commemorate the first and second battles of American-led offenses during the Iraq War. Del Toro called it an honor for the nation to memorialize Marine soldiers and coalition forces that fought valiantly and those that sacrificed their lives during both battles. The fiercest clashes that followed the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003 occurred in Fallujah. The goal of the initial Fallujah attack was to apprehend or eliminate militants responsible for the 2004 murder of four U.S. contractors. That's right.
How is it murder if you kill people who invaded your country for no reason at all? Okay? The only excuse they had to attack Iraq with weapons of mass destruction. But weapons of mass destruction was a lie.
Yes.
And they knew it was a lie.
Yes.
When they told it. So it sounds to me like those men were killed in justified self-defense.
On November 7th, as the U.S. offensive had been generally unsuccessful and its forces suffered casualties, the U.S. began the siege of Fallujah, a scene of horrible killings. During Operation Phantom Fury siege, more than 100 coalition forces were killed, over 600 soldiers were injured, and thousands of Iraqi civilians were killed.
Well, I mean, if you weren't willing to kill some civilians, you wouldn't be a very good terrorist, would you?
It would be like the United States naming a warship, I don't know, what was one of the largest Native American massacres?
Wounded Knee.
Wounded Knee, yeah, like Warship Wounded Knee, right, celebrating the number of innocent people that were massacred.
You know, and the amazing thing about that is people on the left think you can just turn in your guns and then there will be no more mass shootings. Huh. Well, guess what? The worst mass shooting in U.S. history on U.S. soil was committed at Wounded Knee. And it was committed by the United States government against people who had just turned in their weapons. So they couldn't defend themselves anymore.
Huh. Weird. So you mean when government tells you to turn in your weapons that every time throughout all of history people begin to die?
Oh, well, I used to have a Rastafarian buddy. He used to say to me, when crazy white people tell you you don't need a gun, you need a gun.
I just find this whole thing insanely crazy, but let's go to your calls and thoughts. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What is your name, please?
Azra.
Azra?
Azra.
Azra, blue. Yeah, I just want to say, law, there's no such thing. If everyone has a different perspective and everybody looks at everything differently, there's no universally understood practice, dogmatic law. There's no law. It depends on every cop sees different from their ethnicity, indoctrination, all kinds of different influences, whether they're veterans or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're, and they're a nature nurture. There's no law. That's what's so scary. Every cop is different. That scares the hell out of me. That is what everybody has a different perspective, therefore there's no law.
Yeah, there's no law, particularly for those who supposedly are law enforcement officers. We've done so many articles here on Free Talk Live about police abuse, how they abuse the privilege of the badge.
Yeah.
So that's why they all see differently, and it's because of extraneous circumstances outside of there. Because I find the cops that are from the same similar background or military life or veterans or whatever, similar upbringing and emotional IQ and raised to be have a certain conscience, though not intellectual, but as far as human beings, I fare better with them than, and I'm not frightened, and their behavior is marginally different from people, let's say, that come here and think that being American is being cool and their uniform somehow gives them right to take it part in some kind of discrimination in implied or for inappropriately perceived, and that's American, and they practice inappropriate cruelty and a racism that they think is here they can come here and take part of. I've been victimized by it.
Many people have, and I'm sorry to hear that you're victimized by it.
But it comes from I went to Rutgers at 14. It comes from an illusion that people have from Latin American countries, especially it's an illusion. There was a book, it was called The African Experience and All of Latin America, The Black White Person.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing. You're sitting down like, do you know the Nazi regime came from India? And the Aboriginal Black African people created a Nazi regime under Ganesh is the swastika, the cross of evil. Hitler stole it exactly. Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah, I've heard this before, and I'm glad you
that
bring it up again.
Disgusting. Yes, that is true. It's true. Under Ganesh, that the swastika is the cross of evil. It was used by Hitler, stole exactly. Only difference is Prevalin is meth. It was created in Germany for the soldiers. They twisted them up, but it was for hunger.
Right. The swastika hours. Used to have a different meaning before the Nazis got a hold of it.
It's called auspiciousness, superiority.
Mm-hmm.
Natives have one, but it means conducive to well-being. The flesh has the little arrows go a different way. It's conducive to well-being. Natives have it, too.
Interesting.
But, yeah, not for the same reasons.
Well, right.
Yeah, but I don't know when an area is going to come out of the... that's sickening, very sickening.
You got any predictions for the future?
You know what? We're supposed to evolve to being telepathic, but every time I notice the Martin Luther King's birthday comes, there's this evil and the racism. I have Gandhi all over the South. I never heard of that's not the way to win envy, and you can't legislate love then with that behavior.
Right, yeah.
It's just not going to happen. It's going to do the reverse. You don't. That behavior is not mandated by Gandhi anywhere that I've read.
Yep.
He was bludgeoned and beat up for, you be the change you want to see. I don't see people doing that. That scared the hell out of me as a child. It's not going to. It's going to do the opposite. You don't. I'm Muslim in character. I inherited peace and no compulsion.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever. I don't care if people see me like they love me or acknowledge me. You can't. You don't demand sensibilities from, you can't elicit things from people that way, and you earn everything, and you speak non-verbally also.
Mm-hmm.
If people are put off by behavior, it's not there for nothing. People earn a lot of their bias. They have to be honest with themselves.
That is,
they earn a lot
fact.
Of stigmatization, and you don't see them, you see their behavior. It jumps in your face before you look at the person.
That is excellent advice. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Be the change that you want to see in the world. I've had people ask me, they're like, how come you do this Free Talk Live show? And like, is it real? Are you, it's like, this is all me. This isn't, there's nobody like, I don't do any like show prep with like coaches who are like, okay, these are the words. This isn't, like Free Talk Live isn't like every other, or like especially the large medias, right? We're not owned by anyone. We're an independent show. We aren't really owned by anybody. We are on other people's networks, right? We get broadcast on the radio. So, the networks have to be willing to take a risk to put us on the air. And so we thank them for that. But this is all me. This is, if you find me walking around the streets of Keene, New Hampshire, or if you bump into me at Pork Fest or Fork Fest for that matter every year, come and have a chat and find out for yourself. Other people have done so already, but this is me. This is nobody. We're not really different off the air than we are on the air, with the exception of, well, during Beard Talk Live at 10:30 every Saturday, we get to cuss.
Yeah. I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
So I do have a bit of an update. There was a guy arrested in 2018. I think his name is Michael Friend. In fact, yes, it was. Michael Friend was arrested in 2018 for holding up a sign that read, "Cops ahead," near a police checkpoint.
Oh, nice.
Remember this guy?
He was a true friend.
He was a true friend.
A friend in need.
That arrest violated his First and Fourth Amendment rights, a federal appeals court had ruled. Well, the headline here reads, Federal Appeals Court upholds the First Amendment right to warn drivers of police ahead. What does this mean to the layperson? This means that if you want to stand in front of a speed trap where a cop is, trying to generate some revenue by issuing some tickets that force you to pay them money, with a sign, a cardboard sign, or any other kind of sign that says, "Cops ahead, warning drivers of said speed trap," you are perfectly legally allowed to do so. And while I don't like the fact that people like to think that they have to be allowed to do a thing, that's wrong think, that's backwards thinking. You should not have to be allowed to do something. You should be able to just do it. You should be free to do it. There shouldn't be any allowing at all. But a federal court upheld that a Connecticut's man's First Amendment rights were violated when police arrested him for holding a sign warning drivers of police activity ahead. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit reversed A lower court decision and held that a police officer in Stamford, Connecticut, violated Michael Friend's First Amendment rights and had no probable cause to arrest him for standing on a public sidewalk and holding a sign that read, "Cops ahead."
Hmm.
Friend was standing on a sidewalk near a Stamford police checkpoint on April 12, 2018, holding said sign when Sergeant Richard Casparino decided to butt into none of his business and approached him and took his sign.
You took my sign.
He did. He took his sign.
And then took our jobs.
And then he threatened to arrest him on top of it for holding a sign. You can't hold that sign. I will throw you in a cage, and if you resist, I purport the authority to kill you. Friend instead made a larger sign and then moved to a different spot.
Wow.
Casparino then...
Man after my own heart.
Yeah, right. Casparino then handcuffed and arrested Friend, who was charged with a misdemeanor interference and held on $25,000 bail. Prosecutors later dropped the charge. Friend, represented by the Connecticut chapter of the ACLU, filed a civil rights lawsuit arguing that Casparino's seizure of his signs and his arrest violated Friend's First and Fourth Amendment rights. A U.S. Go ahead.
Friends don't let friends violate their constitutional rights.
This guy really living up to his name. He's at least a friend of freedom in his activism. U.S. District Court dismissed Friend's suit in 2020, finding that Friend's sign did not discuss a topic or express his opinions on it, that Casparino had a compelling government interest in stopping Friend from spoiling the police sting, and that Casparino had probable cause to arrest Friend for returning after he told him not to. The Second Circuit Court ruled that the District Court erred in all three of those findings. Citing the 1987 Supreme Court ruling, Houston versus Hill, quote, "The freedom of individuals verbally to oppose or challenge police action without thereby risking arrest is one of the principal characteristics by which we distinguish a free nation from a police state."
And we have been greatly falling down in that respect.
By leaps and bounds, I guess. The case will now return to the district court to consider whether Casparino is entitled to qualified immunity from Friend's claims, which, I mean, of course, they're going to give him qualified immunity because they're there to protect and serve themselves, not you. In a press release, Elena Bildner, senior staff attorney for the ACLU Foundation of Connecticut and an attorney on the case, called the Second Circuit ruling a solid affirmation of the fact that people have the right to protest the police. When Michael Friend held up a sign on a Stamford sidewalk to alert people to police activity, he was well within his First Amendment rights, and the Stamford police never should have arrested him, Bildner said. This decision is good news for protesters' rights and should serve as a reminder to all police in Connecticut, well, to all police, that they cannot and should not silence speech like Mr. Friend's. I don't have a lot of faith in, you know, any of these findings, right? If this were all true, then all of the alphabet agencies who raided this particular studio during the events known as the Crypto Six, which you can find out about at thecrypto6.com, would have prevented them from shutting down the studio, from, you know, kidnapping people who, were here at the time for taking away their rights.
Myself included.
Yourself
I
included.
Hate it when that happens.
The article continues, "This is not the only sign-related First Amendment case that Stamford has generated in recent years. In 2018, one of friends,
a friend of a friend,
Michael Picard, no relation to Captain Picard, was arrested by Stamford police for holding a sign outside the police station that read, 'F free speech,' signed Stamford PD." Now it was the word that I can't say on the radio was fully spelled out in his sign.
We need those guys up here.
That's what I'm saying. Get out of Connecticut and come help us be free in New Hampshire, Mr. Friend and Mr. Picard. Courts have repeatedly ruled that warning drivers of upcoming police by flashing one's headlights is a form of expression and protected under the First Amendment. So if you ever drive by an obvious speed trap where cops are, you know, sitting.
Obvious speed trap is obvious.
Yeah, and you see some people coming the other way after you get past it, you want to flash your lights, turn them on and off at them to let them know. That apparently has been ruled fine. It's just fine.
Gotta like it.
It's just fine. It's the same thing as free speech. Mm. And we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
If you tell them the truth, you should be able to say whatever you want. As a matter of fact, even if you're not telling the truth, because the problem is to judge whether somebody's telling the truth, you have to know the truth for sure, and a lot of times we don't. When they threw Galileo in prison, they thought he wasn't telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out he was. The argument there was he was saying that the Earth revolved around the sun. Well, his contemporaries believe that the sun revolved around the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I can't say the thing that I want to say to less educated people, really educated and smart people sound like crazy people to the less than educated people.
Well, especially because the world as it is so insane that anyone painting an accurate picture of it sounds like a madman.
Yeah. Well, it's like everybody's fear of, like, new technology. People were afraid of email.
Yeah.
There were all these news reports about email back in the day on television. Mm-hmm. And they were all like, what is an at sign? Why would anybody need to send an electronic mail? Why can't they just use the post? Like, there was all this FUD, if you will, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Surrounding email.
The boomers were very upset.
I don't understand. We have to put an at sign in there? And what? .com? .org? What? We don't understand.
He said, okay, boomer.
But it turned out that it became the leading form of communication up until cell phones and, you know, new apps and all that kind of stuff came forward.
Yeah.
We are out of time. Thank you to all of our callers. Thank you to Nobody for joining me on this edition of Free Talk Live. Stay tuned in about 30 minutes. Beard Talk Live will be over at watch.freetalklive.com.
Got to prepare and smoke up.
Thanks and peace.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.